This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw joining us now as he does every Tuesday, USA Today. The Ravens Wire. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good afternoon. How you feeling?
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, you know, it's you kind of count down the hours and the minutes until 4 o'clock. The Ravens, obviously, they've been busy, made the trade last night, and I know a lot of people are hoping that they do a couple more things.
Well, Draymond Jones, as you heard during Nolan's update, he comes over. 35 career sacks, 4.5 in his last four games. Third-round pick in 19 out of Ohio State by Denver. So, briefly in Tennessee, now levels up in the standings for sure. Coming here to Baltimore, and I was asking Vinny this, with Lawson expected to be active for the Vikings as well. How much better can the pass rush be in the second half of the season compared to what it was in the first half, where it wasn't all that great?
Yeah, I think it can be better. And, you know, we've seen over the past couple of weeks that they've been able to generate more pressure, but a lot of that has come from blitzing. You know, they haven't been very good at all at rushing with four guys only and dropping guys back into coverage. They haven't won in those opportunities. They're on pace to be one of the worst defenses in that regard in history. So, you know, Draymond Jones and Carl Lawson are two guys that can win one-on-one. You can line them up on the edge. And Draymond Jones, being a former D lineman, you know, he started off as a interior guy. He's 281 pounds currently, and he's a guy that you have that inside-outside versatility with, so I'm sure that's part of the reason why Baltimore traded for him. But I think we've seen that the Ravens are going to be a lot more aggressive with their blitz packages and, you know, moving Kyle Hamilton around, but they only had three outside linebackers on the. They were essentially using Kyle Hamilton as an edge guy over the course of the last couple of weeks, and he can still do that, but, you know, having Draymond Jones in there will certainly help. You mentioned Carl Lawson, too. Like, those are two guys that can win one-on-one. You know, I don't expect them to come in here and be 10 sack guys or anything like that, but at some point, you know, with the guys that they have right now, Kyle Van Noy is, you know, you have to manage his snaps. He's not a three-down player at this point. You know, you want to be able to maximize him. Mike Green is a rookie. I think bringing in Draymond Jones will honestly probably help him in terms of taking some responsibility off his plate on earlier downs. And then, you know, David Ajabo, I think that Carl Lawson and Draymond Jones both are better than what David Ajabo brings to the table right now. So I think it will be better, but they have to solve being able to rush with four. You know, they've been good, aggressive with their blitzing, but, you know, come playoff time, if you're that aggressive against these quarterbacks like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, et cetera, you know, you can get to them, but if you don't get there, they're going to tear you apart.
Kevin, who goes? You know, you add two bodies, some people got to go.
Yeah, I think, well, if the Ravens were, so if they were to add a cornerback, because, you know, the Ravens traded Jair Alexander, they replaced that roster spot with Draymond Jones. If they make another trade today, then if it's a corner, maybe like Keon Martin's your backup slot. So the guy you'd have to bring in would have to play in the slot unless you want to use Kyle Hamilton there. You know, I feel like so if they trade for an offensive lineman, I would assume Ben Cleveland is probably the one that's the odd man out, and he's the one that probably gets cut. Again, I don't see a path for Ben Cleveland to play. It's clear the Ravens don't really, you know, they don't want to play him, and I don't really know why he's back in the first place. But I feel like if it's a Kevin Zeitler or Cesar Ruiz, as people are talking about, maybe it's Ben Cleveland. On the interior, you know, I said they had three outside linebackers before this trade. I don't know if they'd go back to that and move off of David Ojabo if they brought in like a Quinnen Williams on the interior. I'm not sure. But, I mean, I think the move for the Ravens is probably to make one more trade. I think two would be great, but, you know, I don't think that's
what do you want to see, Kevin? Well, I want to see a D tackle. What do you want to see?
I think that's number one priority. O-line also is a huge priority, but it just depends on what they – I know Calais Campbell's a popular name, but after Arizona's win last night, I'm not sure he's going anywhere, especially after having two sacks and Arizona still being in it. So, you know, it depends. If they want to give up, like, the Roquan package, a 2 and a 5 for Quinnen Williams, or, you know, you want to go and maybe you trade with Miami for Zach Sealer or someone along those lines. I think D-line is really important because with Madubuike out, with Washington being out, you need some players to take pressure off of guys like Travis Jones at times. And, you know, they're relying on snaps from John Jenkins, who's been great, all things considered, but you don't want to have him be relied upon late in the year. So I think D-line and O-line, but if I had to guess, I'd probably assume they make a trade for a D-lineman.
Now, with the addition of Draymond Jones, what Kevin, what I liked about him was watching his tape. Plays the run better than anybody the Ravens had. He plays, you know, like Tavius Robinson played the run. That's kind of how I see him playing the run. He's very good technician, you know, at 281 pounds with long arms.
Yeah, and he's someone that, yeah, you're exactly right. He can be physical against the run and set that edge really well. And I think, again, that can take some pressure off of Mike Green's plate, which I think is really good. And they don't really have a lot of those, like, powerful edge rushers. Like Mike Green, he does have power to him, but, you know, he has those, like, finesse moves. And, you know, Calvin Noy again, like, he can show you some power from time to time. But I think Draymond Jones, being a former interior guy, having that power and the length, it's going to be really important for him because I think you can now specialize and use Mike Green as a pure pass rusher in more situations. And for Draymond Jones, him coming in and being able to do that on early downs, I mean, the Ravens are getting a guy who, again, you're right, like, they're missing that from Tavius. He also comes in as Baltimore sack leader off the jump right now. So they're upgrading in a lot of different areas. Is this like, oh, the Ravens have Draymond Jones, they're Super Bowl favorites? No, it's not that kind of move. But I think it's a solid move and an upgrade over what you currently had in a lot of different areas. And if they can continue to add to that and make a move or two more to continue to bolster that D-line or bolster the O-line and continue to upgrade those positions, I think it'll all work out for them pretty well.
Now, the O-line is going to be challenged big time on Sunday. Number one, the crowd noise, and number two, all the blitzing, you know, and that seems to cause – you know, the Voorhees and the Falele's and Rosengarten's issues when you got a lot of different people coming from different areas that are good athletes.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious to see how that works. And I mean, we'll see how the deadline plays out at four, if they add a guy. But if not, you know, they're gonna roll with who they have. And, you know, at this point, John, I know John Harbaugh's teased, you know, everything's on the table and, you know, they're looking at everything. But I think this is probably what they're just going to roll with. And, you know, you're right. It hasn't just been the guards, but, it, you know, they're a big part of it. You mentioned Rosengarten. Stanley's been in and out of the lineup with injury. You know, everybody's had a part to play in it. But like we kind of saw in that Miami game, guys were getting pushed off the ball. Patrick Ricard was getting pancaked himself. So I'm hoping he'll be able to have a bounce back game. I thought he had some moments in that Miami game, but we also saw things later, like, you're like, whoa, you don't really see Pat get pancaked like that too often. So I think they just need to be more physical up front because right now they are being out physical. That even if you're a Lamar Jackson or a Derrick Henry or the best quarterback, best running back in the NFL, whoever you are, you know, you're not going to get a lot if you have a guy in the backfield every 1.5 seconds. So I'm with you. It's going to be a challenge. You know, Brian Flores, you know, the last time that, you know, that all went down was 2021 in Miami. So they got one chip off their shoulder, Lamar Jackson did, with that Miami game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Win, and hopefully he'll get another one off his shoulder this weekend with the Brian Flores game.
Kevin Hall, Striker USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, real quick, Ravens 4.5-point favorites. The number one key, they just need to win, but to get out of the Minnesota area with a W, because I don't, if Lamar's playing, I don't see the Ravens being underdogs in the foreseeable future here.
Yeah, I'd probably just say, limiting turnovers and getting turnovers. I think that's the biggest key. You know, I like that number for the Ravens if they're able to protect the football, get a turnover or two. That's been one of the key differences in the past couple of weeks. So hopefully they can continue that trend, because the turnover battle, it's really important, as we've seen, both positively and negatively for the Ravens.
Kevin Allstriker, what's happening at USA Today, Ravens Wire? Ravens back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, just, you know, obviously monitoring the deadline and then diving into the additions. And obviously they made a couple subtractions as well. So kind of going over their roster once it's all said and done, the strengths, the weaknesses, and the whole deadline, whether, you know, the moves they've made for Gilman and Draymond Jones are the only ones, or if they'll add another name or two to that list.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Kel.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
There's Kevin Allstriker. We'll come back. Here from the Orioles, Mike Elias, David Rubenstein, and Craig Albernaz, the new Orioles manager, met with the media. We'll get into that a little bit. Definitely be talking about it next couple of days. We've got NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. If you want to join us for that, you can at 410-583-1057. If you're Eric DaCosta, what are you adding realistically before the 4 o'clock trade deadline? Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the National Football League through 9 weeks? And then Jared Dubin, NFL, CBSSports.com. Ravens, is it their division to win all of a sudden?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.